On Monday, the Czech Republic commemorated the 61st anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Over the weekend, ceremonies were held all over the country in honor of those Czechs who lost their lives, and people celebrated the end of over 6 years of occupation. Amongst the events which took place was the full military burial of wartime Prime Minister Alois Eliáš in Prague, 64 years after his execution by the Nazis. Chris Jarrett reports.
The 8th of May 1945, Czech radio announces the approach of Soviet tanks to Prague to liberate the Czechoslovak capital from Nazi occupation. This event marked the end of one of the most brutal periods in Czech history, a war which claimed the lives of 150,000 Czechs, 77,000 of whom were Holocaust victims. One unusual event to mark the anniversary was the burial of the Prime Minister of the wartime protectorate, Alois Eliáš, at Prague's Vítkov Memorial, no less than 64 years after his execution. Eliáš was the only wartime Prime Minister to be sentenced to death by the Nazis in occupied Europe, accused of treason and espionage.
2. října uveřejnil denní tisk protektorátu úřední zprávu.
This radio broadcast on the 2nd of October 1941 announced the news of Eliáš's execution to the nation. Despite collaborating with the Germans for the early part of the occupation, this figurehead of the Czech puppet government was continually a thorn in the side of the Nazi regime, maintaining contact with the exiled Czechoslovak government in London and supporting underground resistance. It was for this that he was eventually executed by the Nazis. Jaroslav Hrbek from the Institute of Contemporary History in Prague believes that despite his apparent collaboration, Eliáš always had the nation's best interests in mind.
Eliáš, and to a lesser extent also President Hácha, tried not to sabotage, I would say, but to put the Czech nation first and the German efforts second. They tried to lead the Czech nation through the dangerous period and to save as much of the autonomy, to save the integrity of the nation.
Eliáš was buried with full military honours alongside his wife, in the presence of current Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek and Defence Minister Karel Kienl. Also present at the ceremony was the wartime Prime Minister's now 93-year-old nephew, Jiří Eliáš, who had more personal memories of a highly paradoxical political figure.
We both used to live in Prague. He was there simply as a soldier and was very busy from time to time. I travelled with him to Slovakia and I'd like to say he was a real friend to me. We have waited a long time for this, and it's not just us but the whole nation who can now see the true worth of our uncle, an amazing person.
The Vítkov Memorial was also a focus for remembrance on Monday, when politicians and war veterans alike met to pay tribute to the thousands who died during the war. President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek were among those who paid their respects at the wreath-laying ceremony, as were a number of former soldiers. Elsewhere in the Czech Republic, celebrations had a slightly different feel. In Plzeň, leading Czech politicians, including Prime Minister Paroubek, met at the Thanks America Memorial on Friday to pay homage to the American liberators of the West Bohemian capital. The event is now in its 11th year, and although attendance was notably lower than at last year's 60th anniversary, still over 1,000 people, including a number of veterans of the liberation, 6 American and 3 Belgian, came to watch the military displays which took place in the city centre. Michal Kindel, one of the organisers of the demonstrations, said he aimed to remind viewers of the ugly face of war.
My právě chceme připomenout tomu ukázat divákovi, jak válka opravdu mohla vypadat tu její nejhorší tvář.
We want to remind observers how in reality war can take on a most terrible form. We want to make a Hollywood movie from this, as we'd like to show what we've all read about in books actually happened and has simply never been paralleled.
Co máme nastudováno z knih, jak to opravdu někdy vypadalo.
And so even 61 years on, it seems that the tragedy of World War II is still well remembered in the Czech Republic.
Chris Jarrett with that report.